It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Every Friday, we do this. We take an opportunity at 11 o'clock to have a chat with our good friend, Belton Johnson. He prepares an incredible recipe for us that we can give it a try over the weekend. The weekends themselves haven't been that cooperative, but I think finally, Belton, I think we've got a nice weekend ahead.
I'm thinking we do as well, Evan. I need a nice weekend because, with flag football alone, I'm ready to get the kids out there, get them running, get them scoring touchdowns.
Hey, this weather has been character building for your flag football squad.
I'm gonna tell you, it has, because I tried to have a practice last night before I had to counsel, and my 6-7 year old kids, I was like, man, it's like they missed practice last week because they weren't listening to me.
I have a tough time believing 6 and 7 year olds aren't struck by the commanding presence of Belton Johnson.
they run me over there.
Well, let's talk a bit about, stay on the topic of football and talk a bit about this game tomorrow. Is it safe to say, it feels like you've got two preseason games, but they're very different. That one we saw in Calgary last weekend was really a chance to look at some of these new faces. A lot of the big names that we've come to know and love on the Riders that just won a Grey Cup for the Riders were sitting on the sideline watching that game. This weekend will likely be a different story.
Oh, I'm thinking this weekend is going to be very different. You got more experienced guys. Like you said, a lot of those veteran guys, they didn't play last week. So this week here, hopefully we get to see some of those guys play. I think I saw the depth chart already, and I just want to see a continuation from last season. I want to continue to see that defense of being aggressive, getting out to the quarterback, hitting the quarterback. And on the offense, I just feel like the offense should take it another level, just with the whole year under the belt and there and everything. Just want to see a crisp, smooth offense.
Lots of people talking about what that backup quarterback battle is going to look like between Jack Cohn, who, of course, we've hung on to now 3 years, and then you've got Braden Shager, who's this new rookie who I think a lot of people like what they've seen from him so far.
I definitely like what I've seen from Shager in the first game. You know, he was able to move around, lots of mobility. I think he had about 41 yards rushing. And, you know, just the zip on the ball, the passes, they were there. You know, he even tested deep a couple times. I love seeing all that. Jack Cohn, I just didn't see that. It just, you know, the batted balls, the sacks and everything. So I am looking at that battle specifically this week just to see if Kona's going to, you know, command the offense, take it over, or, hey, will we see Shager, this new kid?
The fact that the Riders have invested 3 years into Jack Cohn, is that a factor in this, or is it literally come down to who they think is the best quarterback?
For me in football, that doesn't matter. Years of it, right? So to me, whoever plays the best, or, and I don't want to just look at the game, right? The coaches know, they've been in practice, the film and everything as well. So the Riders are going to pick who the best person is there.
I mean, the Riders did decide to take Jack Cohn and keep him over Mason Fine, who I think at the time was going into his fourth season with the Riders. So, I mean, that shows right there, I guess history shows. What about on defense? Because I think there's still a spot or two to be filled, if I'm not mistaken, on this team. So there's going to be some rookies battling on this game tomorrow.
There is, and I think it's going to be up front there on the D-line, right? I saw number 98, Evans, last week. You know, he got to the quarterback twice, but Evan, he did not finish. Like, you got to nail that quarterback when you get to him, right? And then I saw last week, who was a van, number 77, I believe, Bennett Jr., number 94.
Yep.
You know, they were able to hit the quarterback. So, yes, there is a battle up front, and who's going to win it this weekend?
Well, the names they've got written down, Desmond Evans, who you're talking about, Jalen Pate, Chico Bennett, J.J. Weaver, Marcus Haynes, these guys are all trying to get that spot on the D-line. So it's surprising to me, though, this year that we've got, 21 days between tomorrow's game and then the first game June 13th. That's a long time.
I just came out of hibernation, pumped and ready for football.
Now you're back on the back burner again.
Right, and this is the defending Grey Cup champs. I'm not going to go on a rant on that, though, because we will get going on it, man. It's, the Riders should be first up off the bat, in my opinion, with a regular season game to, you know, that's just how it should be, in my opinion.
Yeah, end up with a bye in week one, which seems anticlimactic for sure. Anyway, I said putting you on the back burner, which gets me thinking about it's eating time. So let's talk a little bit of food here. What do you got today for us, Belton?
Oh, with that weather being nice, Evan, we're going to do a smoked prime rib roast.
Ooh, nice. Love it.
So the first thing we want to do, Evan, is make a butter rub. So, again, we're going to start in a bowl there. We're going to add some rosemary, thyme, garlic, paprika, cayenne pepper, and, of course, butter. Get that all mixed up well and everything and set it to the side. Okay. The next thing here, Evan, we're going to get that prime rib. And we're just going to use salt, pepper over the rub there and everything. And the next thing we're going to do is add in that butter rub mixture as well, making sure we cover every
nook and cranny.
There we go.
Attaboy.
And once we got that covered and everything, we're going to wrap it in plastic wrap. And you know me, Evan, I like to let it sit overnight and everything, right?
Okay.
So, next thing, when we're ready to get roasting or smoking that prime rib, I like to take it out the fridge at least 2 hours before cooking and everything. And the reason I like to do that, Evan, just I like to bring that meat up to room temperature so you're not just cooking. Have you ever cooked a cold piece of meat on the grill?
It's not good. You lose all the juice.
And it's tough, Evan.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, allow that meat to come up to room temperature. Take it out 2 hours before cooking. We're going to get the smoker cranked up to 225 degrees. Once we got it there, I like my prime rib medium, so I like to smoke it till it hits an internal temperature of about 130, 135 degrees. And I'll pull it off the smoker there when it's about 5 to 7 degrees below that finished temperature. So essentially, I pull it off when it's about 125, 126 degrees there.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
I'm right here, buddy.
All right. So now, once we take that meat off the smoker there, I like to wrap it in foil, and I throw it into my brisket cooler just to let it, because it'll continue to cook and rise up to that medium finish, Evan.
Okay.
Once that prime rib is ready, Evan, before I slice it, I'm going to get me some garlic butter mushrooms, scalloped potatoes. I'm going to cut that prime rib up. And guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Ooh, sounds good. Sounds good. And I have a visual of Belton's cooler. What did you call it? Belton's...
My brisket cooler.
Brisket cooler. Belton's brisket cooler. That's right. This thing is old and tattered, but you love it, Ty.
I love it.
Well, this is a great one. Prime rib roast done on the smoker. I know we'll share it online. Before we say goodbye, I wanted to check in. How are things coming for the Crime Stoppers Golf Tournament in June? June 22nd, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, Evan. June 22nd there at the Wascana Golf and Country Club. It's come along pretty good, but you know what? I still need more sponsors, more prizes and everything. And I'll tell you, I've been going business to business, you know, asking for things, and it's going to continue to ask, right? So if anybody wants to register, sponsor, just go online to reginacrimestoppers.ca.
Good place to do it. Belton, always appreciate the work in the community. And as importantly, these great recipes every Friday. Thanks so much, my friend.
Hey, have a great weekend, Evan.
You too, Belton. Go Riders. We'll take our break. By the way, for the people that are saying, I saw a text earlier saying, what about green and white prognostications? Yes, they're coming back regular season. So June 13th, green and white progs will officially be back here for you to play along. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.